Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Get Right Radio. This is Trey Love, the one and only Playboy of Comedy. Hey, look, I got so many announcements to make, so many things to talk about, but right now we got to get back to what I was talking about yesterday. I know y'all was tuned in to me, you know what I'm saying, and I appreciate the listeners, but I had some technical difficulties that came out of nowhere that paused Trey Love from doing what he needed to do. So I'm going to get my quick prayer out real quick, and then from there I'm going to bring my special in-studio guest in to go ahead and chop it up, because y'all, we got to discuss this Osama/Obama thing. You know what I'm saying? That's how Trey Love feeling about it. All right, my prayer for today is usually my prayer that I pray every day, and I like to share it with you all. This comes from 5G. You understand what I'm saying? Trey Loveism, y'all. It come out the Bible, but hey, I'm stealing it and using it for myself. Why not? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. To he that seeketh, findeth. To him that findeth something, it shall be opened. It, all that. Remember that. And God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the wisdom, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Keep that in mind, y'all, because that's going to make all of us survive, live, and have better and good days. I only got my special, special, special guests. You all that have been following my career for a while know that I am a former host on EOTM Radio. We still have a very wonderful relationship. ELTM is actually working on a bunch of major things. They're making some really great miracles happen, as well as concurring with Trey Loveism to do some things. But see, we done learned how to do it like Barack. You know, we'll kill you, but you ain't going to know we coming. And we ain't going to tell nobody until after you dead. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just I'm just serious. But I know I only got it for a minute, and I do have a lot of announcements to make, y'all. A lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to update y'all on. And, man, just keep y'all posted. So while I got my special guest, man, we're going to go and bring her on the line real quick and get this show started, y'all. The name of today's show is Osama Obama. All right. Welcome to Gilroy Radio, Miss Carla EOTM Simpson. Carla, how are you today?
I am super, super good. I can't complain. Happy to be on air with you once again. And then, of course, talking about a topic that I am just so enamored with at this very moment. Actually, I've been enamored with Osama bin Laden, not enamored in a love sense, but just research-wise for the past 10 years. So I'm definitely happy to be on air to be able to give the people the true E-Hollywood story in regards to Osama bin Laden as well as Obama. So, you know.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, to all the Gilroy listeners within the sound of my voice, you know, as I told you, we have my special guest in studio today. So we're going to discuss this topic. I know that when I got the news, I'm going to tell you, I know that everyone that's listening, when we found out that Osama was killed, it was just, I mean, it was reminiscent of the moment September 11, 2001. I remember it as if it were yesterday. I'm going to tell you exactly what I was doing. For those people that are listening and are from Miami, Florida, there was a very famous DJ named DJ Uncle Al. And, I mean, for you all that like DJ Khaled and love Khaled, find out, do your research and find out about this young man killed at 31 years old. He was killed September 10th, 2001. So I was in the car with a friend of mine that morning about 9 o'clock, man. We was just kind of, you know, sitting back, you know, messed up in the head about losing a friend of ours. And then we're listening to 99 Jams on the radio, and all of a sudden, boom, if you're near a TV, get to a TV right now, and then you're watching TV and you see, literally look like a movie. You know, I was talking to a close friend of mine, you know, everybody knows what they were doing at that moment. My friend girl was telling me that she was in school at the time, in college. She was like, I ain't go to college. I didn't know whether to go home or not. I mean, I remember me and my buddy just sitting in my apartment watching the TV like we could not believe what was going on. And tragically, there were 3,000 people that lost their lives that day, 3,000 plus people. So to all of those souls that we lost, I hope that your souls are resting in peace. And to the families who I'm very concerned about, because see, one thing about death, no matter how hard, how good, how tragic, once a person leaves this planet and leaves this body, that is the end for that person. They don't have the earth feelings and the emotions and the, well, I assume, who am I to tell you what goes on after that? But we don't know what's going on with them. So therefore, we have to, and I'm even guilty, you know, for loving someone that's gone from me so much, just trying to feel something, but they can't feel, they can't touch you, they can't communicate to you, and they can't directly tell you. You know, in a spiritual realm, it's one thing, but they can't tell you, hey, I'm fine, or I'm messed up, or it's hard over here. You know what I mean? So we have to live our lives as best as we can. So that tragic day, I know that everyone knows exactly what they were doing. And I'm going to tell everybody exactly what I was doing. I'd gone to the store. I was walking to the store to go get something. I ain't going to tell everybody what I was going to get. Let's just say I was out of something. I'm going to just say toilet paper. Anyway, I was out of toilet paper. And so and I was walking up the street to the store. And, you know, it was a little line, and I'm standing at the store and everything. And all of a sudden, this white guy walks in, y'all, and he says, Osama bin Laden's dead. And I never forget the way, like, you know, like I said, it's one of those moments. I mean, and I want people to share that moment. If you can, call in the Gilroy Radio and share that moment. Talk about that moment, what it was like when you heard it. Did you feel a sense of relief? Did you feel a sense of sadness? Because regardless of what he did, don't get me wrong, I still have no compassion for what he did, but he is still a human life. So did you feel compassion? Did you feel upset? Did you feel happy? I don't know, but feel free to call in. But for right now, I have my special guest on the line. And it's been brought to my attention that her opinion is not going to be that of either mine or what the genre of regular, what we would consider ourselves Americans may think. So let's go ahead and open the floor and let Carla tell us how she feels about the situation. Go ahead, Carla, the floor is yours.
Well, first off, I want to make a, or I want to say a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. It goes like this. I mourn the loss of thousands of precious lives, but I will not rejoice in the death of one, not even an enemy. Returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And I say that quote to say, on May 1st, when I found out that Osama bin Laden was supposedly killed, and I saw Americans, United States Americans, I saw them cheering in the street. I saw them fist held high and proud and happy and celebrating a man's death, and I just didn't think that was American. You know what I'm saying? It made me step back. I read a series of books called Left Behind series, and I tell you, Trey Love, it was right out of Revelations and Left Behind, seeing, people in the streets rejoicing that somebody was killed, regardless of what this man did. I also want to touch on, you started your show and you actually, broke it down in regards to, 9/11. You talked a little bit about that, I think. And that's my thing. I feel like this. Americans celebrated the dramatic killing of Osama bin Laden, but there are still questions from 9/11. Can we get those questions answered? Looking back at 9/11 after the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, I still wonder why 110-story towers crashed and military jets failed to intercept even one airliner. Come on, you got to think about it. This is the United States military. This is the military that took Osama bin Laden down. You're telling me you see aircrafts coming and you can't intercept and stop them? You know what I'm saying? So, it's just so many unanswered questions. And then, of course, all of a sudden, right after Obama relaunched his election bid, he released his birth certificate, and then all of a sudden, he nabs bin Laden, and then this is the main kickoff campaign. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I just want people to not take what mainstream media says as bond. We've been brainwashed for so many years. Just don't take it for bond. Do your research, because if you do your research, you'll see that back in 2001, Fox News, United States reported that Osama bin Laden had died a peaceful death. He had, due to complications of a lung disease that he didn't take care of. That was back in 2001. If people go back and Google, Osama bin Laden's death in 2001, you'll see all those reports on Fox, mainstream media, all that stuff reported it. So then, and people are saying that, actually inside sources for the United States military, they're saying that they know he's been dead for 10 years. So one thing I'm just trying to say is people, just think and don't continue to be brainwashed by mainstream media. They've been brainwashing, people for years. And I'm not saying everything is wrong that the mainstream media says, but just, question something. That's all I say, just question something.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for your insight and opinion, because it's very validated. And I'm going to be honest, the way it sounds good and it sounds true, but this is what I want to ask you, and then I'm going to go into a couple of statements of my own. First question I have for you is, are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, I'm going to break this down for you, my opinion. Christianity is a brainwashed religion, if you ask me, because if you really scientifically look at Christianity, you have to have faith and you have to believe, right? You have to just believe and accept what it is what your mom taught you, what her mom taught her, mom's mom taught her.
Trey,
go ahead.
Trey, really quickly, mm-hmm. I guess I'm, mm-hmm. That question you asked me again, I'm going to say I was raised as a Christian. In my adult years, I'm questioning some things at this point, but I was raised as a Christian, but I am questioning some things.
Now, I'm going to say this to back up the statement, and I can't even really go where I was going to go, because, Carla, no one is intelligent. as long as I've known you and as intelligent as you are, Yes, being raised a Christian, I know that you were raised a Christian, but trust me, through the type of person you are, the research you've done, and as smart as you are, I know that the Christian belief, in a lot of ways, you now that you've done your research and you didn't just accept what your mama taught you and accept what the neighborhood taught you, being just like me, the type of person that needs to find out things for yourself.
Right.
Like you say, you were raised a Christian, but you can't just sit here and say, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe each and everything they say. Okay?
Right,
so,
exactly.
With that being said, I wanted to get that point out because I agree with some of the statements you made, and I disagree. Now, as far as it being a political ploy, I'm going to be totally honest with you. It probably is. But I'm going to tell you why I disagree and think it's not, because George Bush spent 8 years in office. They put this black man in office, and do you really think – that the American society would rather have not had Bush be the hero to bring down, quote unquote, which I'm agreeing with you because the media, we're both media, Carla, so you know media
right.
can make people believe what they want them to believe. But do you
right.
really believe that the American people would allow this black man to get the credit and look like the hero for bringing down the main terrorist, quote unquote, and I say that not loosely but sincerely, do you think they would be willing to give him the credit for that? Let's be real. Answer me that. Just
I mean, yeah, in my opinion, I do, because, you know, everything happens in divine order when it comes to politics. I really believe
uh-huh.
that there's a reason for it. It could have happened when Bush was in office,
right.
but for whatever reason, they decided that they didn't want it to happen. But even if you look even before Bush, you know, right in 2001, you know, they did come out. The president didn't come out and say that Osama bin Laden was killed.
Right.
But, you know, some of the mainstream media and really like Fox News, CNN, all of them, to me, in some aspects, they're even higher than some of the politicians. But, yeah, I do. I mean, I definitely get what you're saying. But, yeah, I would disagree. I disagree because I believe it wasn't time. And at this point, you know, Obama, for whatever reason, they decided to let it happen right now and when he was about to run for, you know, re-election. For president.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that feel this way. And I'm going to say this, being an intelligent person, being ex-military, knowing certain things, it's things that I've heard that I'm going to be totally honest. And first, I want to say this, the thoughts and opinions on blogtalkradio.com/Gilroy are the opinions of Trey Love. And personally, and not of the whole feelings of Blog Talk, I just want to put that disclosure out there. But it's a lot of things that I feel personally that I only share with close personal friends, because there are certain secrets and things that I know that I'm not at will to share. But I'm going to tell the American people or everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice that realistically, if you think that this is all not a charade or just a song and dance, don't get it twisted, because – say there, and see, this is something a close friend of mine discussed. Who is Osama bin Laden? What is Osama bin Laden? Is he an image? Is he just something you've seen on TV? You can tell me, you know, you can put on TV, this person did this, and you can demonize a person, and you can constantly demonize a person. For the family that have watched Fahrenheit 9/11, this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. They made this man out to just be all hell to be damned, when the real enemy, and I'm going to be totally honest with you, the entire, let's say this certain, it's a certain sect. Like they like to use the word Illuminati. I don't like to use that word because I don't believe there is an Illuminati. I personally do not.
Right.
For the people that do believe it's one, and to me, and that's even part of that whole hype. That, oh, it's an
mm-hmm.
Illuminati. They got you looking, oh, but it's illuminated. Oh, we don't know. Hey, ooh, he could be Illuminati. I don't know. You know, people have accused
right.
me of being such things. That's
right.
why I'm like, I can't believe that you would even accuse
right.
me of something like that. Anyway, like I'm saying.
I got to comment
but like
really quick. With
go ahead, darling.
Mm-hmm,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Ahead. Yeah, no, just
no,
real quick. I mean,
interesting.
Yeah, but they make things out to be something that they may not be. So I honestly don't. And I'm being so serious. This comes from even Dr. York, because Dr. York said this in one of the speeches I saw him give. If you did not see it with your own eyes, if you didn't touch it with your own hands, and you didn't hear it with your own ears, it's not real. And that's all I have to say on that particular point. So go
right.
ahead, sister.
Okay. I want to get back to Osama bin Laden and his all of a sudden supposedly death on May 1st. Mm-hmm. Okay. They said that soon after they captured him, they shot him, and they had hold of his body, the United States. They cremated his body and buried him at sea so quickly. And my thing is this, why rush to do that when you know that there are so many skeptics out there, there are so many conspiracy theorists such as myself out there that's going to question things. And that question was presented to some inside sources at the United States military, and they said, and this is not verbatim, but they said that they didn't want to show his body because they didn't want to get that kind of backlash from people. So it's like, damn if they do, damn if they don't, so to speak. But in this instance, Osama bin Laden killed, people want to see a body. Just like that,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they showed Saddam Hussein that video.
I was thinking the same thing before
internet.
You even said that. They showed Saddam and his son.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sister. You're making a lot of sense.
Yeah,
go ahead.
For real. And then also, it was another United States terrorist. I can't pronounce his name correctly, but it's Che Guevara.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a terrorist. He was a terrorist. And they fingerprinted him to prove it was him, and they released that information. So they can't even do that with Osama bin Laden. So I'm like, okay, that was
right.
There
they did it with Chemical
is,
Ali. No, you got me. You got me. I'm all in your corner because they did it with Chemical Ali. They put they showed Saddam getting hung. They showed Saddam's sons, Hussein Qusay, laid out Smith. So I'm in total agreement. So go ahead, run it. You make
yeah,
it some sense.
Yeah, and my thing is this, and just like on my show yesterday, I did a show and it was just 30 minutes. But, you know, my thing is this, I have a scientific mind at this point. And I'm going to give some credit to my 19-year-old daughter for that, I'm telling you. And she's, 4.0 grade point average. But she questioned some things. She questioned some things. And, you know, we're talking about religion and stuff. So, you know, now I'm a little bit more scientific. So, therefore, I have questions. And there's discrepancies in the 9/11 thing. And so there's discrepancies and there's motives, counter-motives, cover-ups, and counter-cover-ups and stuff when it comes to what's going on right now. And I promise my readers of my blog via EOTMblog.com as well as the listeners at EOTMradio.com that I'm going to get the information for them.
Y'all already know. Go on, Carla.
But, so that's it. But I would definitely love to, I'm sure some of your listeners probably got some questions for me, because I know I've been attacked on my Facebook inbox all since yesterday. I promise you. They're like, how dare you?
I love it. She said, attack.
How dare
wow.
you? Yeah. But I'm like, you know, I'm standing by my thing. You know, and I want to say that I voted for Barack Obama. I actually helped, you know, in his campaign when I was in Atlanta. I used my real estate office, and I allowed the Obama campaign people to come into my office, use my phone lines and my internet to call his, you know, his supporters. So I voted for Obama. I've supported Obama. But it's just at this point you have to question certain things. And from day one, I already know, everybody knows that Obama was placed there for a reason. He was placed there for a reason. Reasons he probably didn't even understand at the time. And he probably still don't completely understand it. But just because you're a president doesn't mean that you control the world. You control the United States. So it is what it is.
Girl, you're going to have to come get on the radio with me more often, because I like when we talk, Carla. See, we got them we got them intelligent brains, and, I mean, this is really, really great radio. This is wonderful radio.
It really is.
And actually, you do have a caller on the line, but I want to make a couple statements, then I'm going to go to a quick song, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to check and see what this caller is, and I'm going to come back because we got to keep shopping. But this is what I want to say to your daughter and to the new generation. You all have to take the reins of this world, because right now we, the adults, we're already the old people. I'm going to say that straight up. I'm going to say that one more time. We are already the old people. So you guys that are in your teens.
I rebuke
you. In the name of who? Allah? No, I'm just messing with you. But no, I'm just, no, what I'm saying is, like, Al Sharpton said something, and I remember him saying it. He was like, look, we are already the past. These kids are the future. So what I'm trying to do is, while I'm leaving my mark on this earth, y'all know that Trey Love is going to live his life as an example. I'm going to do the best I can to get the most out of this life that I possibly can. And just like I say in my song, I'm going for mine. You do the same. And I mean that to everybody. And with that being said, to this new generation, wake up. When I say wake up, I want you all to read the Willie Lynch letter and read the book to these. And I'm not going to dog anybody's religion because that's not what I'm about. But I was, just like Carla said, I was raised Christian. But as I've become an older, intelligent man and I've wised up to some things, I'm going to be honest. I have a lot of doubt about these Jesus freaks and this Christian this Christian thing. And what I'm noticing, I'm going to be totally honest with, and I know some people are going to be mad with me about saying this, but I'm noticing this newer generation of African-Americans, they're not the Bible thumpers that we are, and they're not the Bible thumpers that our parents and grandparents were. And like I said, if you read the Willie Lynch letter, you will learn where Christianity came from, this religion. So with that being said, I just want to amen and praise your daughter for making you see things through a scientific mind. And I want to say to this new generation, you guys, open your minds up. Do not let religion, race, or anything in that way cloud you. I want you all to open up what God has for you and let him in. And you know what? Even though I'm going to profess that I'm not a Christian, there is still something I believe in, and his name is Jesus. And this goes out to all my Jesus freaks.
Church. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The Midwest is young and restless, restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace, the next D.
Nigga.
Might stack your Lexus. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, that's check the method. Asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got back to move. I hope God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't focused so long. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't focused so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribblers. To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah. Now I hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my singles, all radio needs it. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my sins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I dream about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Man, I'm going to tell you, just like this here, it don't matter what kind of hustler you are, what kind of pimp you are, what kind of player you are, no matter what you've been through, I'm going to tell you something. That's one thing I do take from the religion of Christianity is that name of Jesus. When I say that name of Jesus, and I'm going to say straight up, even like with the name of Allah, with the name of God, sometimes, y'all, it'd be a hard, hard thing you're going to, but when you call on that name of Jesus, let me it make everything a little bit better. You understand what I'm saying? When your woman leave you, all you got to say is Jesus and you'll feel better. When you get fired from a job, just call on the name of Jesus and you'll feel better. I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through. And when I pray, I do pray, and I ask God to deliver me and give me what I need in his precious holy name and in his son Jesus. But is that true? Is that, do I do that because that's what I was taught? Because think about it, I can't dog the Muslim person that doesn't say the name of Jesus. I can't dog the Jewish person that doesn't say the name of Jesus. All I know is that that's where my strength comes from. Yes, I do have a problem with the religion, Christianity, and some of what I'm going to consider the unrealistic values and things that they teach us. And again, if you read the Willie Lynch letter and you learn and know that, you'll kind of get a different insight. So, like I said, what I want to say to the new generation is don't be stupid. Straight up, don't be stupid. Just be real. All right, let's get back to our special guest. We only got her for a minute, man, and she's wearing the radio out. Carla B, what's
yes,
up, girl?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love that track. Kanye West, he was a good boy back then. you know, something got hold of him, but bless his heart, as they say in the South. But, yeah, this is definitely a hot topic. You know, this Osama bin Laden death thing. I want to ask you a question, Trey Love. What were your first thoughts when you, I think you shared a little bit. Well, I think you shared about as far as how you felt. But, I mean,
right.
How do you feel when you hear people just celebrating this man's death like this? Biblical? Isn't this biblical?
You know what? This is a wonderful question. I appreciate you for asking me that because I'm glad that you asked me that because I want to tell the truth to the family and I want to also express to you. That's a great question. I'm going to say this, and this is what I'm going to truly say. I'm not going to front with anyone and act as if I do not believe in revenge. They say vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Notice that's in the Bible. And to a degree and to ways, I believe in that. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it 110% real. If you hit me, let me say this because I want everybody to hear this. If you hit me, I'm going to kick your ass. If you hit me, I'm going to hit your ass back. And I mean that in every way, shape, or form. I mean that strategically. I mean that physically. I mean that mentally and emotionally. If you try to destroy me, I'm going to destroy you. And that's just real. You got to nip stuff in the bud. You understand what I'm saying? Because even if, say, he's not real and say this didn't happen, that's one thing. But let's just take into account that maybe this is real. Let's take into account that maybe this man was sitting around strategizing on how to F America up. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want nobody like that walking around live. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I say celebrating his death, I'm not – and again, like I say, he's a human life, and I want these type of opinions because I need people to express the feelings of how they feel because, again – and just like when Mussolini was killed, you know, it's the same exact thing. Guys, look at history. We got the Mussolinis. We got the Hitlers, you know, and these are things that, you know, realistically, no matter what, he is still a human life. So I wouldn't say as much as I'm celebrating the death of a man, I'm celebrating the death of the leader of Al-Qaeda,
mm-hmm.
the death of a leader of people that are warring against us.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So
and I'm keeping it 100%. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, so there will be a leader, you know, already. There's already a leader in command after him, so the hate is going to continue. One thing I want to say is, you know, you got to really think when it comes to what's going on in the world, because, you know, so many people in Iran and Pakistan and Afghanistan, all of, you know, Muslims, a lot of Muslims out that way, they hate Westerners, they hate us, and you got to wonder why. I mean, if I was a Muslim in Iran, and I'm watching on television, you know, and about watching United States Americans cheering death of their people, I would probably hate us too. We really got to stop the hate, and that's why I said that quote up from Martin Luther King at the very beginning, because we're just making people hate us more. I know, you know, you gotta. you know, politics isn't a funny thing, and I know that you have to, you know, be a leader and you have to show them that we don't take no stuff, but, you know, at least don't put on the air and let them see us cheering on this. Don't keep putting all these front pages up in the Pakistan news post or, you know, the Iranian Times of United States Americans cheering with their fists up, you know, one of theirs dying, regardless of what he did, because he's still a human
right.
life. So,
right.
you know, I mean, in that aspect, you know, we really got to, I would say just, you know, stop just taking what you see on TV for bond. And that's the moral of the reason why I'm here today. I'm not trying to get people to really believe what I'm saying and agree with what I'm saying because, of course, the gospel themes of myself, Carla B., does not at all reflect the thoughts and beliefs of people that, you know, of Blog Talk and of Gilroy Radio or even EOTM Radio. This is my beliefs, but I'm just trying to get people to really think and question things. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
see,
the thing is we need that, though. We need that.
Yeah, we really do. You know, and then we want to teach our children the same thing. Because if they see us, you know, cheering on everything we hear on the news, then they're going to do the same thing. But if
right.
they see you say, well, no, let me do some research on this thing, you know, then
mm-hmm.
that's something else. So I also want to say really quickly to your listeners, just in case they didn't know this, but yesterday, well, actually the first when it was reported on, you know, that he had died, there was a lot of, what do you call it, the hackers. They were putting out all this garbage online, like pictures of Osama bin Laden, but those were all Photoshop pictures and they contained viruses. So if you're trying to do some research on Osama bin Laden, you may want to think twice before you click on a photo of him because the United States has not leaked any death photos of him. Those are hackers and spammers and they contain malware. So I just wanted
right.
to put that out there to your listeners, just in case they didn't know.
So I appreciate that. So appreciate that too. And I was watching the news, and that's that. And they say the same thing. Like the Pentagon has not put out the official picture. So make sure you all listen to what Carla just said. That's real deep, and we need to know that because so many people. And you know what, Americans, and I'm not dogging us. I mean, I'm a red blooded American to my core. We I'm gonna be honest. We kind of get caught up in the hype. We get caught up in the hype. We get caught up into. Oh, well, if this is the and I'm not even going to say any names of entertainers and whatnot, but I'm going to say this. If they tell you that this entertainer is hot and they put him on the news and MTV, to us,
he's hot. Mm-hmm.
If they tell us, you know, okay, this guy's funny and he's going to make you laugh and we're going to tell you that he makes you laugh, then you're going to laugh. And I'm going to tell you something. That's one thing that the American people – as a country, we do. We're really bandwagon guys, and I'm that's
right.
not to dog us and take anything away from us, but it's true. And I'm gonna tell you something, Carla. I really really appreciate you calling in and giving a different opinion, a different
mm-hmm.
angle from this, because a lot of times, like I said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm listening. I was just saying, but I did have a comment, but I'm gonna let you finish yours.
Yeah, but like I was saying, you know, a lot of times, you know, as American citizens, we get caught up into, and I'm gonna call it really what it is, guys. I mean, when we watch those old movies of Salem and the witch hunt, if you really, really, truly, realistically want to look at this from a different angle, even though they tell us this what happened, it's kind of a modern day witch hunt, you know. And then
right.
they buried him at sea. And again, I must agree with you on the picture thing, because if this is authentic, I mean, you had Saddam, literally, they showed Saddam getting hung. They showed Saddam's body.
Mm-hmm.
They had, when his sons were killed, they had those boys stretched out in repose with no
mm-hmm.
casket or anything, but their bodies for you to visually see. Now,
right.
you did this with Saddam. You did
right.
this with his two sons that were heirs to his throne, so to speak, but
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
killed the greatest terrorist ever to be that we quote unquote pointed out in the history of history. You know, he's the Hitler of our time, and we can't get a physical visual of his body. I'm in total agreement with you on that. So that's just something that I want to throw out there, and that's for the youth. I hope the kids that are listening, because I do have a young audience of kids that like what I do, the youth, please make sure that as you grow, you do your own research. Don't take my word for things, and don't take no one else's word for it. You open up you a book, you Google you some stuff, and you do some research. All right, go ahead, Carla.
Yeah, and I want to also point out really quickly, and it's just in my intern, Stacey just sent this to me. She said that when she was on the Washington Post, and the White House is considering releasing photos of Bin Laden's corpse. The quote goes on to say, "I have wondered where the what." This is somebody's quoting this, so I'm not going to read that. But basically, they're considering releasing photos of Bin Laden's corpse, and I'm going to tell you this at this point. White House can Photoshop some stuff, too. He's been dead on ice 10 years, okay, you know. But so that's my thing. You know, just crazy. But they're saying they're going to release some photos of him, so I guess you guys will be seeing that pretty soon. I was talking to a friend of mine that's a Marine, and I'm telling you, when you're in the military, I know you have a history of military as well, Trilla, so no disrespect to anybody who has, committed time in the military. I don't know if I worded that right, committed time, but you know what I'm saying. So what he said was, and every time I talk to him, he's like, oh, whoa, whatever the president is like, woe with me, they can't tell me nothing, this is God. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel like a lot of the military people are brainwashed as well, because you can't get them to say one bad thing about their president, unless it's like a rebel, kind of like my daughter. She was in the Army for a minute, and she decided that she couldn't be in it anymore because she didn't believe in the war. She didn't believe in it. So unless you're that kind of person, then I guess you're not really brainwashed. But I think a lot of the guys and the women are. So when I was talking to him about this, he said, Carla, no, the truth is going to come out in a couple of days. You'll know he's for real. Bin Laden is really dead, yada, yada, yada. I just shook my head. I'm like, okay. You know, with all due respect, I respect you and all that stuff, but come on now. You've been in the military all your life. You're brainwashed. Jarhead,
y'all, she's saying all that stuff. I hope my listeners is paying attention and all that stuff. Man, we got Carla EOTM Simpson live on Get Word Radio, and I'm going to say this. Being ex-military, let me say this too, being an ex-Christian, oh, did I say that? I hope I don't. Oh, they done going to damn me to hell. But I'm going to say this to the religion of Christianity, to the military, and to so many different things in the government. Carla, I'm not going to sit here and take that as disrespect, because I totally agree with you. When I was in the military, I would say, and I'm going to tell you straight up, certain trainings and whatnot, I'm going to be careful, because I don't know if I'm at will to discuss certain things. And because of my military background, I don't want to get myself in any trouble. But I'm just going to say this. We did do some very intense training. And our mission, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it 110, and I appreciate a lot of the training, because it was about killing. I'm going to keep it real. They taught us how to kill. And I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, they did. I mean, I was in the Army. I'm not going to tell you. Oh, we planted flowers, and we did some gardening. Right. No, we didn't do that in the military. We spent a whole bunch of days playing with guns and grenades and killing. And what's funny is, I don't even know. It's some stuff I don't want to tell y'all, because I know the government, they cut off my blog talk yesterday, y'all, when I was finna talk about this. I'm letting everybody know. I think it was the government.
They came on Say Two show, too.
You lying.
Well, actually, she got a message from somebody from the BTR network saying, watch our language.
Wow.
And we were getting deep in regards to the topic. But, yeah, it was no foul language, but I guess they were like, just watch what we're saying.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's the government. I'm telling you, it's the government. It's somebody out there doing something. Trust me. Trust me. But with that being said, I'm going to say this. We were trained in certain ways. And, again, Let's go back to what I even said, the Willie Lynch letter. You know, let's watch movies like Rosewood. Let's check these things out, because, again, what hurt me was, you know, when I started finding out lapses Because one thing I can say, as a kid, I obeyed and listened to my mother. I was not a bad child. I did what my mama told me to do, not only because I was a good kid, but because she had a 38. And pretty much what she said when she had a 38, I mean, if your mama had a 38 and told you to do something, you pretty much do it too. So that's to let everyone know that I did obey. So when my mama said Christianity and God and Jesus and you going to church and you looking at your granddaddy and your grandma, these are people to you. I'm going to be honest, as a child, my great-grandfather was God to me. As a child, my grandmother, my mother, these people, I mean, these are the people that fed me, the people that loved me, wiped my butt when I got sick and scraped my knee. These are the people that said, come here, baby, and the people that always, and you could do bad stuff. And these are the people that forgave you. So in my opinion, as a child, you know, I thought these people were God. So when these people tell you every Sunday you get up, you put your dress clothes on and you go to church, and this is something that I thought I was supposed to do, something I needed to do, and if I didn't do, then I would damn my soul to hell. I'm going to be honest. I made some real big mistakes in my life by not listening to my greater instincts. Right now we're going to go to song real quick because I got to take care of some stuff, and we're going to come back. But I dedicate this song, and Carla, you're going to like this real quick. I dedicate this song to the price of gas. Now that they say... They say Osama bin Laden's dead. Here, I dedicate this song to the price of gas. So all my listeners, check this out. This song goes out to the price of gas.
wanna be sipping, sipping on your sweet, sweet water, water. At the same time, Dr. D's at 12 place. This is the fourth quarter.
It's the fourth quarter, baby. That means we win. You understand what I'm saying? We do it again without no sin, man. Hey, I dedicated that song to the price of gas. I just want you to go low.
Wow.
Welcome back to Get Right Radio. You like that, Carla? Did you like that?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I got this premium, and it's killing the heck out of me.
Oh, you got me beat with that premium. I can barely afford regular. Look, I got a bicycle now. I'm serious. Hey, do you know the Metro? I'm going to tell you something. People do not realize that 33 run 24 hours a day. I was out downtown one time. Yeah. I'm going to say this. Let's boycott gas. Where's Dr. King when you need him? Boycott the gas, people. I'm telling you. Look, listen. I hope all the listeners in L.A. and around the country, if you live in a major metropolitan like Los Angeles, California, Miami, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, anywhere where they got trains and all that kind of stuff, I do not know why y'all driving. Bus runs good, and it runs nice too. I'm saying it's pretty cool. When you meet interesting people, why you laugh? You meet interesting people out of jail.
I remember, you really do. You really do. I actually, when I moved back here from Atlanta, I was working in Beverly Hills, and I used to take the bus. I had to take one straight shot, but I hadn't been on a bus in years, and it was hilarious, though, in Los Angeles, because I was on a bus, not the train. I guess the train's different, but people was feisty on the bus. They was ready to fight me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't do this. Mm-mm. But really quickly, I wanted to share something with your listeners. Most of you Obama lovers will love this.
She called us Obama lovers. Oh, she's
right
white,
after,
everybody. She called us Obama lovers.
Right after he announced that after Obama announced his brother Osama had died, his approval rating jumped 9 points.
Mm-hmm. It's all
the
game, Carla.
You didn't even hear me, did you?
I did. You said killed his brother.
Okay.
I heard Osama paying due attention.
Immediately following the announcement that American forces had killed Osama bin Laden, President Obama's approval rating leapt to its highest level since 2009. And this is according to a Washington Post Pew poll. And in the poll, which was conducted on Monday, 56% of Americans said they approved of Obama's job performance compared to 38% who said they disapproved. That's a marked turnaround from a month ago when 47% of Americans gave Obama positive marks on his job performance, while 45% said otherwise. It also marks the highest approval rating the president has enjoyed since June 2009, when 61% of Americans approved of his job performance and 30% disapproved. So this is a quick turnaround, and it comes in large part from a big boost and support of course, the independent voters, I believe, also. But, so he's, everything is going according to the plan. You know, he announced that he's going to go ahead and go for another bid of the presidency. He didn't release his birth certificate. And then on Sunday night when everybody was sleeping good in their bed, he gets on air and says he basically single-handedly killed Osama bin Laden. And it was funny to me just listening to that press announcement, because he didn't even give any credit to the Bush administration. I don't know if you guys noticed it, but I'm not really a Bush lover. I did respect some of the things that he did when he was in office. But one thing that he did vow to do when he was in office, he vowed that he was going to take Osama bin Laden down, and he didn't. So Obama comes in. Of course, Obama, he gets all whatever Bush left behind. He gets all the bad stuff. But one of the things that Bush did do, he did put a great military force in place to find supposedly Osama bin Laden. And then, so many years in office, Obama does it, and he doesn't even give any credit to the Bush administration. What do you got to say about that?
Well, what I got to say about it is, you watched the 48 Laws of Power, right?
I read it, yeah.
Hey, take the credit, Obama. No,
okay.
You do something. Right, just take the credit. You know what? Bush messed everything up.
Yeah.
And here, And here I am. I have to come in and clean up everything. I mean, you know what? I'm going to tell you how I look at it. I'm going to be straight up. I'm going to keep it so, so real. And, Carla, we've been down for a few years now, so you know a little bit of my history. Let me say it like this, right? Here go the rundown. And Carla, don't laugh when I say this, but it's a lot of people out there right now that will say that they made Trey Love. Oh, did I say that?
I believe it.
Oh, yes, I did. It's a lot of people right now will try to take credit and say Trey wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for me. Yeah, you know that, Carla?
Yeah, I believe it.
Down? You know that? And they'll be sitting up, looking around. Yeah, he think he all that now. But before me, he was nothing. But see, here go the deal. Here go the deal. Let me show you how it go, right? Before I even moved to Los Angeles, California, I had already done BET's Comedy View, Comedy Central, had already done Tour, the Swoops commercial from Justin and Kelly, which is the 20th Century Fox film. Ooh, I love running my resume down. Big Fat Hip Hop Family, Treasure in the Hood. You understand what I'm saying? Already a world-renowned headliner before I landed in Los Angeles, California.
All right.
So with that being said, I had already established who I was, and maybe a person or two helped me along the way, and I'm thankful for them. I'm grateful for them, but trust me, before they even knew who Trey Love was, or before Trey even knew who they was, Trey Love was already Trey Love. Lewis Smith III built Trey Love, not nobody else. So to the people that want to take credit for my career and act like I owe them something, I don't owe you nothing. I owe God credit for my talent, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a person that always gives back, and I'm grateful for people that look out and did things for me and helped me. But see, a lot of times things get, you know, and now I'm more on a personal tangent than I am on what we're talking about politically, but people like to mix up their per se business with pleasure and whatnot. And when I say pleasure, I mean friendships, because I might have a drink with you, because I might kick it with you and whatnot. You may think, oh, okay, well, you know, we down. Yeah, we may be down to a degree. But like I said, before I came to L.A., I was already Trey Love. You know what I mean? So just because you may have made a phone call for me, I might have did something. My thing is, are you getting on that stage doing what I do?
Right.
When that camera get hot, did you memorize these lines? Huh?
Right.
And you know, some of these little people with their little, you know, little stuff and their little cameras and equipment and stuff, and want to get stuff on me and have stuff on me and then delete my stuff. See, my thing is, I'm a show people. The thing is, Trey is a show and approver. I'm going to do what I do with or without anybody walking. You let me tell you something. If it wasn't nobody else on this planet right now, I would still take myself and put something out there just in case somebody see it. Let me stop. I'm just saying. So to the non-believers, and I'm going to call them what they are, underachievers that think they can stop Trey Love, I'm going to tell you right now, you're wasting your time trying to stop me. So it's just like with the I'm going to give Osama bin Laden, I'm going to give Barack Obama his credit. Yeah, Bush mayor did this and Bush mayor did that. And honestly, Bush, what it really boils down to is like when they say approval ratings and whatnot, Bush, in 8 years, ain't nobody like Bush. His approval rating stayed to up. So the thing is, if you look at it, if you look at the Republican, if you look at Bill Clinton, and you look at Barack Obama, you really got the same kind of cat. You got a handsome cat. You got a charming cat. You got a brother that you could sit down. Barack and Bill both could come to the family reunion, to the black one, both of them, and hang out, eat barbecue, and kick it. George Bush did not have that je ne sais quoi. He didn't have that feel. People just did not like him. So it's when you pick a leader, and even I'm going to say to the pastors and stuff like that, you know, when you pick a leader, it's generally someone that has a certain charm, a certain essence about themselves that people generally like. You want your, you know, people like their leaders, and people like Barack Obama. So that's what it is, and it's kind of like one of them things And it's people like you that we need. I'm going to be honest. We need people like you, Carla, because you'll put us in check. Like, hold on, he ain't perfect now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we need the people to go ahead and kind of give us that go ahead. But it's something about when Bill Clinton would get on TV back in the days and would announce some stuff, he would make us just feel good. George Bush scared everybody every time he got on TV.
Yeah.
You know, oh, it's weapons of mass destruction.
He was an idiot. And to Obama, I want to say to you, kudos to you, because, you know, you have ran and you took Law 7 and you have done the darn thing. Law 7, get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit. You did that on May 1st. You did that, President Obama. So kudos to you for that, for understanding the fundamentals of Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power. And thank you, Trey Love, for, you know, putting that in my mind and making me remember. You are so special.
you know what? I was born this way. I swear, I was born special.
Hey, I say the same thing.
So I can't help myself. Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, this is a wonderful show. Carla, how much longer I got you? Because I wanted to make sure before I started, you know, the other segment of my show, we're looking at another hour left. I wanted to know if I got you for a minute before I go start
okay.
doing other
Okay, well, I'm about to, yeah, I'm going to definitely hop off so I can go ahead and get on the road and take my niece to the airport. But I definitely want to say if I happen to hang up and then you get mm-hmm. people that, you know, want to call in and comment on something I said, I want to let you know, Trey, you call me and put me back on air and help me. I want to be able to answer some things if anybody has any comments as to what I've said. So call me because I'm going to be back.
Carla ain't missing nothing. Carla ain't missing nothing. As well, feel free to I'm thinking as good as this topic was, man, we're gonna come up with some other stuff and we're going to do some research.
Yeah.
And we got to have more because this is good stuff.
We will.
Is excellent radio.
It is. And I want to go ahead and give some shout-outs really quick. One of my best friends in the entire world, actually I have three people that's close to me, their birthday is today. My brother, number one, Jesse Simpson, this is birthday. Happy birthday, brother. One of my best friends, Paulette Beattie, she is on Facebook. You guys could definitely go to her page and say happy birthday. It's her birthday. I love you, girl. And then, of course, one of EOTM's greatest interns, Tawanda Cawthon, out of Tacoma, Washington. It's her birthday today as well. So I want to say happy birthday to her. And then also want to say really quickly, I have a new series of shows going on every other Wednesday on EOTMradio.com titled Poetically Speaking. So it's an open mic show for poets and spoken word artists. So definitely the way we do it, the first 10 poets that call in, they can spit some fire on EOTMradio.com. So that's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, www.eotmradio.com. Come on and have some fun with me. I actually wrote, I'm a poet also, people don't really know this, but I started online as a poet and a writer, and that, you know, back in the day. So people on MySpace, you know, my name was through my eyes, but I haven't, you know, really had the opportunity to write in a long time. But I sat down about a week ago and wrote this poem that was fire. You know, I had to actually read it to my daughter first before I put it on Facebook or anything like that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to read it to you. Tammy, this is the scientific mind, girl. I'm like, tell me if it sounds stupid, because she's a poet also. And she was like, I love it, Mommy. So because of her, I went on and created a new series of shows called Poetically Speaking, so I want to get jiggy with it again. So I'm just snapping my fingers and stuff. So Trey Love, make sure if you're available to call in and tell me what you think about my stuff.
Hey, Carla, not only will I call in, but when I tell you this, don't fall out, because I know people be tripping like, okay, this dude is an actor, he a rapper, he a comedian. But, Carla, you know I do a little poetry too, right? Like, straight up.
I did not know that.
I get my poetry on. So, and I'm going to call in tomorrow night and spit some fire for y'all. But real quick, before you go, I want you to listen to my piece. I got to get this piece. It's for you and for everybody real quick. Yeah, I'm serious.
Is it a song or is it a poem?
No, it's a poem. This is a poem I wrote called Just Listen. Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, snap. Don't clap, everybody. Snap, clap. Don't. Anyway, all right. Here it is. I was laying in bed and I decided to write. So I picked up an apple and I began to bite. You know, into it as I chewed it, things flow into my finger. I don't know what it was, but the words seemed to linger onto the paper from the end of my pen. I decided to take these words and lend them to the person out there listening to me well. My words are slow and should be for sale. I like you to appreciate the style I'm using. I like you to find my words amusing, but this is for the culture at heart. You must have a certain mentality to appreciate my art. So listen to the words I'm talking about. Sometimes people, we need to scream and shout out what we are feeling and dealing. Just no killing. Stop and give honor to the Lord, because all it costs is time, and for the Lord you can afford. So instead of wishing, dismissing, sit back, take the time, and just listen.
Thank you.
That's Trey Love
listening,
everybody.
I'm snapping. And Trey Love, since you said yours, Can I give a war premiere? I haven't even said this poem that I wrote. I'm going to feature it on my show tomorrow night. Can I spit it really quick since you –
ladies and gentlemen, world
something.
Premiere live on Gilroy Radio. Carla EOTM Simpson will be spitting her piece right now. Run it, Carla.
This is titled Free Will 704. Death is my soulmate, but not in a depressing sense. Listen to my story to gauge my mindset. It started about 7 years ago, seven being my lucky number. Met a fella with seven in his area code. It was like Cleo was trying to tell me something. He was cool, calm, tall, dark, and handsome, too. Relationship not as turbulent as today's weather, damn near perfect, almost cruel. It was spontaneous, serene, with a bundle of adventure, lots of spice. That old adage was wrong. He was made of all things nice. With a smile and swag that would make Medusa wake up after eons and say, damn, can I get some fries with that swag, throw a dollar in for that shake? Not many bad memories, mostly good. But one day, this existence I call life called an end to the honeymoon. Many I dated after, but it all goes back to the number seven. I see it here and there. I am always aware. Cell phone time, computer time, wall clock time, stopwatch time too, all end with 704. It became spooky a long time ago, just so you know. Out of the blue, when I haven't thought of him in years, I see 704, and there goes the happy memory tears. Remembering is what I live for, or at least what I live for. Years have passed with so many sevens. Is it just a coincidence? I would not still be noticing these. Maybe it means something else I try and appease. My heart and mind, but it's fruitless. And I dare do something to change this page. Kids going off to college, husbands anew, but it always ends with the number seven, it's true. 7 years passed, my death day. I knew it was near. I turned and glimpsed at the clock, 7:04. It made my life and death all the more clear. Wish I would have stopped living for the past and focused on the present. A lesson learned, a life of sadness so much regretted. Some say you can't mess with predestination. Life is this, not what you appear to create. Happenstance, it is, but it ain't. If I had one more chance, I would put all of my stock in life, the life I have, and be okay at times living life on the edge, chancing on free will. There is still hope for another day your way, or so they say. Throwing up my fist to free will, it is, but it ain't, my baby. That's all.
Wow, everybody. You know what? I need to get some. Carla, you got to show me how to do the claps and all that kind of stuff behind the scenes.
I'm going to send you the sound bite.
That was hot, mama. I know the audience heard it, man. Welcome. Hey, Gilroy Radio is expanding, y'all. Y'all see how we doing it. I just want to let the family know before you get off, Carla, that from this point on, because of how busy my schedule is, I'm only going to be doing Gilroy Radio on Tuesdays and Fridays. So it's going to be Twitter Me Tuesdays, Facebook Fridays. Y'all know Sister in the Struggle. She's going to be doing her thing on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And I'm going
to
say this to
that show,
people.
By the way.
Ain't she crazy? Oh, did I say that? Let me stop because she probably listens. Yeah, she's rough. Sister in the Struggle.
Hot.
She scares
she's
me. She scares me. She scares me, Carla. Mm. She scares me.
Yeah, it's the bomb.
Yeah, she be venting and really letting loose, and I got to thank her. So, Carla, I'm going to go ahead and let you run, but I just want to thank you for your time, thank you for your opinion, and let you know that we're going to – EOTM and Gilroy going to be doing some things. We got some stuff in work, so
I'll keep you posted,
and I will definitely do my best and try. And, Carla, I don't know if you've seen some more pictures, but you know your boy Trey Love getting out there doing concerts now.
I know I need to. I'm definitely going to, you know, just keep me posted. Just keep putting the links out, and I'm definitely going to be there. So keep doing your darn thing. I've been checking more, please. All I'm pitching. You work at Farrah Fawcett.
You know, my nickname is Easy Breezy Beautiful Cover Boy. You know that, don't you?
Oh, my God.
That's
so
my
funny.
Nickname. That's my nickname.
Keep up the great work. Thank you so much, Trey Love.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. I want to thank Carla EOTM Simpson and the whole EOTM family for joining in. And since we kind of vibed before we left y'all, this song is dedicated to Carla and EOTM as well as Gilroy West, Gilroy East, Monica, Sophia, and also Sophia. And to all the ladies that are close to me, I dedicate this song to y'all.
See, woman. You really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
I'm waiting.
Well,
I love to scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love you, scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. I love you, scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love you, scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. I guess you know that you got me. The day that you lay lips on me, you know you are so talented. So please tell me that we'll do this once again.
Carla EOTM Simpson. The music was by Raphael Sadiq of Tony. You make me scream. It's this girl, right? I ain't gonna say her name because I promised her it stays between us, but dang, she be making me call her name and make me scream. And, you know, now that, you know what I'm saying, Carla off, you know, and we off business, you know, hey, we gonna have a little fun, man. Hey, I'm gonna get y'all crunk up, man. Look, it's gonna be party. I'm gonna give up my 37 pokes later. Give me a second, man.
Yeah.
man, we're jamming over here on Get Right Radio. Y'all know what time it is. It's poking time. It's poking time. I got to poke all y'all back, all my ladies back. And I'm going to say this straight up. This is a disclosure. Fellas, keep this in mind. Don't poke dudes, okay? Dude, girls can poke each other. We all know that. That's cute. That's attractive, and that's sexy. Let them poke each other. Dudes, if you try to poke me, I'm going to punch you. I'm letting you know right now. Don't be poking me on Facebook, and then I'm going to see you in the street. And if I know you, I'm going to bust you. You try to poke me on Facebook. So, fellas, don't get it twisted. It's specifically for us men, it's for the opposite sex. For ladies, you all can poke each other. Matter of fact, the next time y'all plan on poking each other, call me, because I want to watch. All right. Here it is. And notice, ladies, I just want to give this out seriously. You know how much I love my women. I will not say your last names because I know you have boyfriends and husbands and lovers that are going to get mad with you, and they will be upset the fact that Trey is poking you. You know what I'm saying? So, baby, don't worry. You poke me, I'm going to poke you back. It's between me and you. I ain't going to get you in no trouble, okay? All right. Unless you got a weird name or something, then, you know, that's just on you. But Adara, yeah, baby, you get your live poke on Gilroy Radio. Look at you. Vicky, look at you. I'm poking you back. Oh, yeah, this is good to me. Andrea, yeah, I see you over there with them legs. Girl, I'm going to poke you back, too. Mary, I know a Mary. Hey, Mary, good luck. I'm poking her right now. Radiant, what's up, baby? I'm going to poke you. That's my girl over there. She be doing a thizzle. And I don't even know her name. Fashion, she just got Fashion Sydney. I'm going to poke you. I hope there ain't no dude. You got to watch people. Anyway, Robin, yeah, I'm going to poke Robin. How you doing, baby? To share, yeah, baby, I'm going to poke you too, baby. Go and get that out the way. Kim, yeah, I'm going to poke you too, baby. This is fun. Y'all know this is my favorite part of the show. I'm finna poke 37 women. Charlene, yeah. What a name like Charlene. Y'all remember Different Strokes? Now the world don't move. Let me hush. Anyway, Charlene, that was Janet Jackson's character, y'all. I'm going to poke her. I'm telling my age. Kia, yeah, I'm going to poke you too, baby. To Elga, girl, I'm going to talk to you later, but yeah, I got to come to poke you with your lace on. Young lady named Jay, I see you over there, cutie pie. Milk and cookies, I'm going to poke you too, baby. To Ronki, yeah, look at you. Girl, all sophisticated, I'm going to poke that. Amina, yeah, girl, I'm going to have to poke that. Tracy, mwah, I'm poking and kissing and all that. Gloria, oh, baby, this poke goes out to you. I know a Gloria. You know Gloria? Anyway, let me hush, because I got a friend of mine probably listening laughing right now. Stephanie, much love to you, baby. I'm going to poke you. I see you over there shining, pretty girl. Deborah, yeah, baby. I'm poking. That's a poke all the way to Texas. Well, I'm telling you, I got a long poke. I can poke all the way to Texas. To my girl, Mary, I see you over there, girl. I'm going to poke you right there real quick. To Bridget. Bridget, that long-haired, thick, red-bone girl. I'm telling you, I'm going to poke you. For real. Anyway, no, Carla out of Chicago. Not my Carla that just got off the radio, but another Carla. I'm going to have to poke her, too. I told y'all I'm having a good time. Adina, yeah, I'm poking her. Dang. I mean, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I get to live poke. Don't be stealing my stuff, neither. I know the fellas, like, yeah, listen to my show. I'm going to poke you, too. No, Trey Love is the originator of the poke on Blog Talk Radio. So, yeah, Simone, I'm poking you, too. I'm spelling it backwards. To Sugar, yeah, baby, I see you over there. You're going to get your poke. Raquel, yeah, I like Raquel. You know, I lost my virginity to a girl named Raquel. I'm poking her right now, too. Paula, yeah, girl, I see you over there. Chi-Town, baby, I'm poking her. She a big Christian. I got to watch her. She's a Jesus freak. She's going to cuss me out. To Terica, I see you over there, baby. Go on and get your poke, girl. To Jana, yeah, baby, you're a cute self. I'm going to get your poke live on Get Right Radio. Queen Chevette, I see you shining, girl, with your crown on, girl. I want to get your poke live on Gilroy Radio. Carmen, hey, Gilroy too right there, y'all. She got our support back and everything. Carmen, get her live poke on Gilroy Radio. Cynthia, girl, I'm finna poke you too real good. To Tanya, this is so good. Right, fellas, don't be jealous. I mean, it is what it is, man. I'm a live poker. Y'all got to learn how to do this, man. I'm telling you, it's good. Christina, you got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But you could be my baby. But right now, you just got poked on Facebook Live on Get Right Radio. To Lake Alicious, that's my girl Shannon. I see you over there, girl. Go on and get your poke. Ophelia, what's happening with you, baby? Yeah, I see you. She's sipping. Man, I'm going to go on and poke you. To Rainier. Girl, go on and get your live poke, baby. Oh, this has been so much fun, y'all. That was 37. Count them. 37 live pokes on Gilroy Radio. And you know what comes after that. If you don't know, you will know. A lot of people try to give their opinion. Oh, Trey, you should do this. Oh, Trey, you should do that. And I'm a real fan of Eddie Murphy, and I watched Eddie Murphy one time, and they asked Eddie to give advice to the people that want to do what you're doing. And Eddie said, the best advice I can give you is no advice. And I'm going to tell that story before I go into this next song. He said that Rodney Dangerfield told him one time after watching him perform, he said, hey, take out all the cussing. You're doing too much cussing. He said he ran into him a few years later after Beverly Hills Cop and Golden Child and all these movies. And as we know, all these movies, and as we know, Eddie Murphy is currently an iconic movie star. Let me say that one more time. Over $1 billion worth of tickets sold to watch this man do what he does, the greatest comedian that ever touched the microphone. I love Richard, but I'm going to tell you right now, people can say what they want. Can't nobody F with Eddie, and that's real talk. And just taking a page out of Eddie's book, I know that I'm a bona fide registered USDA grade A downtown actor, baby. You can't none of y'all mess with me on the acting tip. I'm telling you, Denzel, Will, Terrence Howard, what? Blair Underwood, what? Give me a script. I'll smoke it. And I'm going to say this to the comedians out there. See, a lot of reasons. I've told people, like, people don't understand. Like, well, dang, Trey, if you this and that, why you ain't got here? If you knew the story of the behind the scenes, your boy got hated on so much that these comics, and I refuse to say their names because, see, I'd be giving them too much credit, but went out of their way because they had power strategically in this game to hold me down. But cream always rises to the top. That's why I'm in Los Angeles, California. Just booked the show May 19th with Michelle Murdoch. Again, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store. See, I guess what some of you haters aren't getting is I'm long-term, baby. I ain't short-term. You try to stop me then, but right now I'm not stopped. I told y'all back when I was a young shorty that I couldn't be stopped. I'm a man now, and I'm doing it even bigger and badder. Got a big dick, big nuts, and out here making this thing happen, and that's church. Now, with that story being told, y'all better watch and observe. I told y'all what I was going to do, and people tried to say, oh, Trey, you should do this, and Trey, you should do that. Just know this. Just like Eddie Murphy said and the advice he gave, I'm never going to do things conventionally. I'm never going to do things the way you tell me to do it. I'm going to always do it the way I want to do it. And living proof is what I'm doing right now. I got to give a special shout out to Cheru for booking me on her show, man. I turned it out this past Friday, man. And if y'all want to see me live, man, it's going to be a lot more Trey Love coming. But for right now, this goes out to all the women that just got poked. This for y'all.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bubbles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
I'm
a rocker.
Like, oh,
master. Want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver, invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker,
I'm a rocker.
It's LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what? Straight Love Hot Single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her. Home, baby.
That was the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. I'm a rock her. Hey, let me tell y'all right now, I should say this song, I'm a poke her. I'm a poke her. Facebook her so I can poke her. And this song is dedicated to each and every one of you naysayers. I'm talking about what they call family. I don't even know what that word means anymore. But this song is dedicated to all of you naysayers that said or thought what I couldn't do. Sip this, you punks.
Fall from small to tall and shall not stall, been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I'll be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking
I'm
about?
I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice lemonade, black ice, she thick. Got gel rub, ambition, I should pick. So I treat her real good like hoes on Twitter. Smart like I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And the same thing fresh, and I say, I guess. Success for healthy, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, wouldn't know how to lie. Got the fitties out today, showing off town line. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not drawn line. Then skateboard beat in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time. Gucci.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid, look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I fed it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record. I'm all that I can be, and I'll admit I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you could do it too, and you could do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they do it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Go.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face.
I'm hard, I should be on some rust, little spray the cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche Lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, and you look at it, intimidated. Mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. An investigation, I'm accumulating. Seeing you waiting, girl, I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to
Please, baby, come chill, come chill, come chill, come chill. I'm around the town with the top shop talk. You can call the loss of pound, cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car.
We evolved from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
And it tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking
about. Don't lift your glass, don't lift your glass.
Just think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, don't lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, I ain't tell him kiss your ass. Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gon' lift your glass.
That nigga think they gon' hard, yeah. Don't make no excuses.
Straight love. Man, y'all back live with me, kicking it on Gilroy Radio, man. Man, we are having a wonderful, blessed show today, man. This show is hot, man. I mean, I had the hottest guest in the world on with me, man. And you know, man. Y'all know that me and Carla have done so many great things together, and it's going to be so many more. I love that sister, man, for her intelligence, man. She really brings it, man, and I just want to thank her for calling in, man, and sharing her love with us, man. You know what I mean? So I got my pokes out the way. Another segment I like to do on Gilroy Radio, y'all, is the birthday segment, and it is so many birthdays, man. If you're my Facebook friend today, you will get your birthday shout-out right now. Tawanda, she is part of EOTM, y'all. I don't want to say people's last names because I don't want to. I don't want nobody mad, you know, getting their little pokes and their birthday shouts out. But Tawanda's 23 today. Happy birthday, sweetheart. That's part of the EOTM family. That's church to her. To Dania, I know Dania want her name said. Dania Scott, y'all. She's with the best entertainment over there with Brandy. Man, they making some major things happen. You know what I'm saying? Sexy Fly Women doing their thing, man. They're going to help us get these TLPs. You know what I'm saying? Them TLPs, ladies, Trey Love Pajamas. For those of you who do follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Trey Love Gilroy or facebook.com/Gilroy Trey Love, because you know I got 5,000 on one page and trying to keep y'all abreast. So, you know, if you can't get me on one, get me on the other. But, yeah, man, Trey Love Pajamas is going to be coming real soon. And make sure y'all hit bookgilroy@gmail.com. That's BookGilroy at gmail.com. Also, hit my girl Monica Hughes up, you know what I'm saying, for other information. Her email is GilroyEastCoastRadio@gmail.com. See, man, I'm working east, west, and everything in between. To my main man, Ralph Williams, man. Ralph, my brother, man. Oh, I said his last name. He don't give a F. But this is my boy, man. He's an awesome, awesome camera guy. Man, I've done work with him. We worked on Big Rube's film, The Bar Exam, together. So big shout to Ralph. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to you, and I wish you many more. To Paulette. I think Paulette's part of the EOTM family, too. I'll find that out later. But happy birthday to her. To Kia. And when I say a happy birthday to you, sweetheart, look at kissing in your picture. It's your birthday today. To Mija, hey, Mija, happy birthday, baby, and I wish you many, many more. To Michelle, much love, baby, and happy birthday to you. Jessica, much love and happy birthday to you. Brother named Tyrone, he got his family on the picture, baby throwing up gang signs and everything. Happy birthday to you, Tyrone. Lord, he scares me. Phyllis, I want to say happy birthday to you, sweetheart, and many, many more. Phyllis, I see you over there. Raw Will, that's my boy Ralph's thing. That's his birthday again. To Diego, happy birthday. And to Cynthia, I want to send a special happy birthday to you. And everybody knows, when your birthday come around, I mean, you should be getting, first of all, everybody, if you aren't having good sex, I feel sorry for you. That's on you. You better be having you some good sex with whoever you having it with. But on your birthday, it should go down like this.
Shout to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present.
Girl, come ride me.
Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride.
about to tear you up, baby girl. I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub. You vanish with my pink tub. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, it hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Y'all, you know we get that birthday sex, but see, for me, I'm a player, you know what I'm saying? So ladies, be careful, because this how I roll, you know, and I mean, to the mugs that acting like I ain't that ish, yo, Pete, this Trey Love, baby, this Chicago style. We finna jam for the last 20 minutes a little bit, then I'm gonna talk to you.
I don't know why nigga won't act like motherfucker ain't wrote no hits. Now I don't know why motherfucker won't act like nigga ain't that shit. Well, listen to my remix, K, bitches.
The Phillies, nigga, how that
she want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies,
she,
don't know
she
how to. Cause I can have you all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club. She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half,
DJ
so
Mama,
ladies, don't know
nigga,
how to. She want me. She want me to. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies, don't argue. Cause I can have you all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club. No matter how high I get, you know your boy ain't gon' quit. I'ma talk that shit, swallow spit, touch booty like I'm playing it. I got a bad bitch in Chicago, a couple bad bitches in Toronto, a rich ass vet in Lake Tahoe, and man, she bought a nigga a Diablo. I pull up to the mall in my tour bus, and not a whole mall's on my tour bus. I'm sipping on Patron in my tour bus. Now we're pulling up to my home in my tour bus, and it's so crazy where my lady. See, I want all y'all to have my baby. Shawty, I see them bitches hating on you. Give me a minute, and I have them bitches rubbing on you. Cause y'all all think alike, wearing Gucci.
And if I could, I would like to make out with you.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm having a blast. I'm having so much fun. I want the ladies to know, like, when you're a real player, every king got a queen. You understand what I'm saying? But like I said, we're going to jam a little bit. So if you want to play, just keep this in mind.
I could never be your boyfriend, 'cause you know
know I got a special girl, and I could never be a husband. But that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island. We can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush, girl. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go, cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know, so I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just for two of us, girl I love you cause you don't tell.
Calling me, stop calling my phone, stop calling me, I don't want you girl. so stop calling me.
Boy, just pick up your phone. I wanna talk to you. I love you both.
I don't wanna talk to you. I don't wanna say nothing. As if I do to my homies, it seem like I'm frontin'. When I'm in the Marcielago, it seem like I'm stunting. Talking about you loving me when it's the car that you want. Girl, you're very beautiful, but I know you're real interest. You probably wouldn't have hollered if I wasn't in this. I'm sorry to do you wrong and just leave you alone. But I'm hanging up the phone, you could talk to Dow Tone, so.
Robert,
stop calling me.
Robert,
stop calling me.
Robert. Robert Williams, will you please tell these little bitches stop calling my goddamn house? If you don't do that, I will tell them myself. Will you get off my telephone, Robert? Will you please get off my goddamn phone?
Hey, that's my boy Young Rob, man. That's my main man. He's down with A2I, man, doing his thing. That's a hot cut, man. I'm telling you, like fellas, don't be a bugaboo. When the woman tell you she don't want you no more, she got somebody she liking this dude, leave her alone. But, ladies, it goes out to y'all as well. If I tell you, look, I'm kind of doing something right now. If you want to play with my thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't play with it, like, right now because I'm kind of doing something. You know what I'm saying? I might let you play later if you act right. That's just talking real talk. Ha! Hey, but, like, fellas, you know, it comes a time in our life when we want to settle down and we want to be with a woman and, you know, just be with her exclusively. And I know it's kind of hard because everybody has a past, you know? And, see, men, when we're whores, it's cool. It's not we're whores, we're players, you know, when we have a lot of women or had a lot of women that do the player, man, you know what I'm saying, do his thing. But what happened when the flip gets script on you? Hold on, did I say the flip gets script? I meant the script get flipped. I'm on medication. Don't judge me, okay? But the script get flipped on you, and, like, your girl might have a past. Can you still love her? I'm going to say this. Yes, you can, and you should, simply because a woman with a past is a woman nonetheless. Everyone can change. Everyone want somebody. So when you find somebody that's for you, it don't matter about her past, you know, because, yeah, you might have hit it, right? But you know what? She loving up on me real good. And I want to say that to the fellas that's holding it down with a real woman that's taking care of kids that ain't yours, taking care of a woman that possibly has a past. I know women right now that I know they was my, I'm going to just say we were close, and they're married and being good women to the men that they're with. And this song goes out to every woman that has a past, forgive yourself first. Bump with that chump talking about you forgive you, and if he can't love you for who you are, you don't need him. And I'm going to tell you something. Trey, love you, baby. This goes out to all the women with a past.
She got an angel eyes with the baby
relationship to was, but my partner said you're tripping with his cousin. but never mind, I don't listen, they be bugging. They find it hard to understand how could feel love. This girl with a minute, not a strip club. Well, maybe cuz tip cuz, leaving with girls. And in the morning, they'll be waking up with six girls. They don't know we more like homies when we pick girls. Why you worried about it? He ain't gotta make it his girl. Fuck what he think about you, I think you the shit, girl. Make me wanna bring another kid in the world. But she a freak, though.
She got angel eyes with the baby face. I want my mom and dad to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak though.
And keep talking about you because I can't keep up with your face. You're my
I've been told every nigga in the streets knows she nothing but a freak hoe. But when I look in the pretty eyes, I don't see it though. Now she done showed me some shit that I ain't seen before. But what we do behind closed doors is for me to know. All in all, I've decided I'ma keep her though. I'm a fucking grown man, what I'm creeping for? Just try me by the focus, what I'm told heaters for. I die by the for a real good reason though. That's how I feel, let my partners and my mama know. Keep it real, all the disrespect has gotta go. I disrespect that she herself and she don't hide it. Though she may have been a tad misguided, all she needs is a little affection, a lot of direction, a nigga with a constant direction, and I don't waste plenty of time contemplating second guessing, procrastinating. I wanna buy a ring and pop the question. She a freak though.
She got angel eyes with the baby face.
She a freak though.
I want my mom and dad to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak though.
And keep talking about it because I can't keep up with your face. You're mine.
Gangsta girl, bitches.
I mean, you know what you came in for, right?
Something about being straight love. They asked me how I do it. This is the best explanation I could give you.
Get your straight game on, on, on. 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 Get your straight game on.
To get your straight game on, you got to grind, redefine. Look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trey, love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God, if you're a good game, and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
That's what you better do in life. It's your life. It's your game. You better get your Trey game on, man. You know what I'm saying? And I want to just say, man, I mean, just real quick, a couple of announcements, man. You know, we got to do the sports section real quick. I know y'all paying attention to the NBA, and I know all my little Laker haters are happy right now and excited and want to gloat and mess with me and everything. But it's cool, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's the first game. Hey, don't forget, what them boys, Chris Paul and them, ain't they home now? They won the first game, too. Remember that? All right, let me run it down, y'all. Chicago Bulls defeated the Indiana Pacers 4-1. Chicago is currently in it with Atlanta. As you saw the game last night, ATL took Chicago out in the first game. You know, I'm heard about that. I'm a shot-down player. You know what I'm saying? So, D-Rose, man, I hope your little ankle is all right, man. Get it together, player, because we really need you over there. Orlando Magic was whooped by the Atlanta Hawks. Do you believe that, man? I mean, ATL, Orlando was just in the finals a couple years ago. Oh, anyway, it's over. And Boston Hey, Carmelo and Amari, New York, y'all gonna have to get it together. But Boston came back and took a whooping. I do have to say that, regardless, everybody knew I'm a diehard Laker. I'm gonna keep it 100. But my other two teams are the Heat and the Bulls, and I keep it real because I'm born in Chicago, raised in MIA, currently living in the lovely city of Los Angeles. But I always was a Laker fan. I go back to Magic, baby, doing it big. But Boston, goody for y'all. Miami, I kind of honestly, I tell people, I don't want the Lakers. I don't really know if we want to see Miami in the finals. I'm going to keep it 100, but with the way things are going, that's probably the way it's going to look because they mopped Philadelphia 4-1, you know what I'm saying, and they whooped Boston, so they're coming out swinging. The biggest upset, I think, in the United States of American NBA history was the Memphis Grizzlies whooping all up on San Antonio 4-2. Could you imagine that, y'all? The Memphis Grizzlies? Hold on, let me say that one more time. The Memphis who? Grizzlies? They ain't been stuffed since Kevin Garnett was over there. But to show you what they coming with, the Memphis Grizzlies then already took a game from Oklahoma. And I'm thinking with Kevin Durant, Oklahoma had it cracking. But, hey, I'm going to say it one more time, Memphis Grizzlies. But Oklahoma whooped up on Denver. Y'all saw that. Dallas whooped up on Portland. The Lakers whooped up on New Orleans. And now it's Lakers and Dallas. And for all my Laker haters, yes, it's one zip in Dallas's favor. But I'm going to tell you like this, as comfortable as we look, I'm not even trying to be worried. I want to talk about the Royals, you know what I'm saying, the new Dutch and Duchess of what you call that place, whatever they are, the Royals. I want to give them a shout out and say, hey, congratulations to you all. You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing, you know, that you're doing your thing. It's good to see, you know, a couple being together and making anything happen, man. That's hot. You know what I mean? But that kiss didn't do it for me. Because, see, if I was kissing my woman on public TV, they'd have to cut the TV off because it would be pornographic. And I'm keeping it 110 with you. Over the weekend, I did a show with a young lady by the name of Cheryl. We did our thing. I want to thank you for that, man. I mean, we had a blast, man. Gilroy West, Sophia Reed, did all her promotions that she does. Like I told y'all, May 19th, I'm going to be back at the Comedy Store. Make sure y'all hit bookgilroy at gmail.com. Gilroy West, Sophia Reed will be taking care of all the guest lists and all that kind of stuff, man. Y'all hit her up. It's going to be real hot. Shout out to my boy Donald C. Donald C. Photography, Velvet Ropes Images, man. I mean, he, you know, hey, man, superstar making things happen. I know he had an old school meets new school thing. I mean, I heard it was real hot. Let me see. I did sports. I did birthdays. I did my pokes. I did my jam. We had Carla on. And I was this lady been taking me some places and doing some things. I mean, if you're in the L.A. area and you've never been to Port Sakal, something is wrong with you. And I've been out here 3 years, and it took a special young lady with some class to take me somewhere real nice. And I dedicate this song to her, man. She know who she is, man. This is how we going to jam, and it's going to take us on out, man. If you love Trey, keep loving me. Know that I'm going to bring it. Like I said, it's only going to be Twitter Me Tuesdays, Facebook Fridays. Wednesdays, we're going to have Sister in the Struggle. Saturday, she's doing her alter ego. And as shows come up, I know Jeremy Scipio is going to be jumping on doing some stuff with me, too. I got a couple of other things online coming through. But, yo, it's been 2 hours on Gilroy. This was Twitter Me Tuesdays. We had a good time. Like I said, I dedicate this song to a special, special girl in my life. This for me and her. The rest of y'all, peace.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh. Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watch me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching?
Uh-huh.
You watching?
Come on.
I see your face.
I see your face.
You wanna touch?
You wanna
touch? Come to my place.
Come to the crib.
And let's discuss.
Let's chop it up.
Tonight you're
gonna be a superstar,
superstar,
baby. Blinded by the
love,
you need that
Hollywood. Ooh, what's the life?
You're blinded by the
love,
you need that
Hollywood.
Come on. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high-rise. Eye-high, behind my shade, cause the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how Ozzy's eyes must have felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vein of heart. It'll change though, since he had love for you. It's a stranger, when your fame starts to change reaction. Locomotion like when the train departs. Stranger, things have happened, rapping.
been stacking platinum plaques. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness.
Where your friends is
Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's on flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. It's about where you're standing when the music stops spinning. And I'm
you're blinded by the
extra. You need that. Hey, lifter, you're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir, it's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded. Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you. Don't lie, don't fly. You addicted to the life without the fame. How you gonna survive? It's like living on heroin. You so high,
and everybody's wanting you alive.